A man and his invention that he hopes might someday revolutionize retirement savings. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, I have a big development to report in Britain's divorce from the European Union. The UK and the EU have reached phase one of a Brexit deal. Borrowing from a Vatican tradition, the European Commission President's office today tweeted a photo of white smoke from a small chimney indicating success. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is following this from London. Morning, Andrew.
Hello, David.
All right, so a key thing here is EU citizens living in the UK, as well as British people living elsewhere in the EU. What happens to these people under this agreement?
Well, subject to certain conditions, they basically retain the rights that they have. There will be, could be as many as 3 million EU nationals here in the UK will have a permanent right to live here, to be joined by family members, to have access to public services. And correspondingly, people in another EU state who are Brits will have similar rights. This, frankly, was never going to be the most difficult area of the negotiations. The awkward bit about the citizens' rights was the question of adjudication for the of disputes and the role of the European Court of Justice. And there is a kind of indirect and somewhat time-limited role for the ECJ in this procedure.
So what would you say was the most awkward part?
The Irish border really was the one that held us up right towards the end. And frankly, I have to say, although there is an agreement that's been signed off by the Irish government and has been somewhat grudgingly accepted by the leading unionist party in Northern Ireland, in effect, the can has been kicked down the road, to use that phrase.
All right. But what about trade, EU-UK, going forward?
This was something the British government really wanted to get onto as a priority, but the EU insisted that there had first to be sufficient progress on these areas of Ireland, citizens' rights and the financial settlement before they were prepared to do that. The European Commission is now recommending that there has been sufficient progress, and so these trade negotiations will start, provided the leaders of the other 27 member states agree so when they have a summit next week.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And how much will the UK pay for this divorce? The agreement does not spell that out, but some experts put this in the $50 to $70 billion range. Let's do some market numbers. The FTSE index in London is up 0.3%. The British pound is down slightly to the US dollar, 134.6. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.2%. The NASDAQ future up 0.5%. As a nonprofit organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. We believe it's important work, which we're already doing, and right now would be a great time for you to help. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. The following always stops me in my tracks. Half of working families in the U.S. have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Money's tight, daily life's expensive, and investing for the future can be risky, complicated, and expensive. Well, earlier this week, we talked to the CEO of a bank that lets customers pay what they like in fees to get people to save more. Well, today, another innovation in savings. They've been working on a name for it.
Right now, we call them SELFIs, Standard of Living Indexed Forward-Starting Income-Only Securities. We figured that was most appropriate for the current generation.
Arun Muralidhar is the co-founder of M-Cube Investment Technologies. He, with support from a winner of a Nobel in Economics, has come up with a new take on a government bond where the idea is simplicity. You can't buy him yet. He's out trying to sell the world on this bright idea. Say you figure you need $100,000 a year in retirement from your portfolio. I asked Muralidhar how many of these SELFIs you'd need to accumulate.
So what happens with this bond is because each bond pays you $5 per bond, you have to make sure that you buy 20,000 bonds over your working life. Now, the price of those bonds are going to be variable over time, But at least the target that's established is extremely simple and transparent, which is 20,000 is the number you need to buy.
So if I'm buying one of these newfangled bonds that you've invented here that will pay, guaranteed to pay, $5 a year for 20 years, starting when I'm 65, any sense, given recent market prices, what such a bond would cost?
So we had done a quick calculation some time back where if you were a 25-year-old buying this bond, it would approximately work out to something like $15 today would buy you this cash flow stream.
So you pay $15 for $100 over 20 years.
That's it. And that's how simple we want to make the calculation, as opposed to today where you have no idea how much to save, what to invest in, and how to decumulate.
And I should ask you, what about the risk profile of this? How risky would these things be? I guess it's a government bond.
Exactly. So the idea is that it's default free. And the reason that the government is the best issuer is if people retire poor, the government's going to have to pick up the tab anyhow. But the additional benefit to the government is because these cash flows are staggered to later in your life, it has the potential to fund infrastructure. And, you know, that's one of the priorities for the current administration. These cash flows are perfectly the opposite of what you need for infrastructure, which is upfront capital and then staggered payments in the future when these capital projects come online.
So what's the meeting you really need, though, to get this jump started? A sit down with maybe the U.S. Treasury Secretary?
Exactly. That would be ideal.
All right. Well, perhaps he's listening now. We'll try to keep in touch with Arun Muralidhar at MCube Investment Technologies as he tries to persuade policymakers that this is an interesting idea. Remember, this is not on the market. It's a concept. But he does have a Nobel laureate, Robert Merton, on board with the idea. So there's that. Mr. Muralidhar, thank you for this.
Thank you so much, David.
Note these selfies are indexed to the cost of living, so they go up as things get more expensive. Selfies can be given to your heirs if you die before they're done paying out. But there's a downside, if living longer can be considered a downside. When you turn 85, you're done with the selfies and would need something else. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Our engineer this week is Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.